You are now listening to the Life in Football podcast. Check out the new website, lifeinfootball.com. Once again, the website is lifeinfootball.com. Thanks for listening.
Fort Georgia Military. They're going to throw the ball. Going to throw it deep out Warren there, and he gets rid of that. Not throwing on Warren. You are not throwing on
Warren. Yeah, he closed on that quick. That was a great defensive play.
He's got to be one of the better defensive backs in the country in junior colleges, without a doubt. There's nobody completes passes to his side. Again, he's a freshman. So,
yeah, I agree with you, John. I've been impressed with his play, and again, impressed with the defense. Give him credit; they are stepping up, and Georgia Military just cannot move the ball against him at this point.
Welcome to the Life in Football podcast, baby. I'm your host, Mike Feet.
And this your coach, Colin Moore. You know, we love life and enjoying football.
Top-notch players all around the world. Top-notch players all around the world. Yes, sir. We got a ball on today, baby. And I'm talking about, I love how he lock them down. And I'm talking about he represent for the time, baby, coming out of the great state of Maryland. Now, he go by the name of DeJohn Warren. They call him Nugget, too, now. Now, let me let y'all know. This guy, when I was watching some film on him, I was watching a little film when they was playing against Georgia Military, and some more film. I can't remember the school they were playing, but it had some white and looked like blue in it. But man, I'm telling y'all, he a top-notch baller when I'm looking at him. He getting down in his stance, and he stayed low, too, in that back pillar. For y'all who don't know about the DB position, that first beginning before the ride even jump off, long as you stay low and you got them feet moving, you already winning, baby. Because y'all know how them receivers like to play game. But guess what? Warren, Mr. Nugget, he ain't going for it. He locking it down, and he represent, like I say, for the time. He playing that right now. He playing at Lackawanna Community College. Now, he's one of the top DBs in the nation. Might I say he is the top DB in the nation coming out of JUCO, and he got offers all across the board, baby. I'm talking about Georgia Bulldogs, Maryland Terps, Oklahoma Sooners, Penn State, Tennessee, Alabama, whoever you can name, Florida State, he got it. And I'm trying to let y'all know right now, if I got a squad, I got to get him on there and South, because I'm trying to win some, and he going to help me do that. But without further ado, I'm a quick rapping and get Simo on the mic to let us hear some real information.
How you doing, Nugget?
I'm doing pretty well, enjoying myself, staying away from, the corona.
Hey, boy, what you say, staying good and far from that right there now.
Yes, sir. Distance is key. 6 feet away.
Yes, sir. Man, tell me how this JUCO life been, man.
I mean, to be honest with you, the JUCO life is really not easy. Most people might think JUCO, think last chance you. They might think everything all easy peasy, lemon squeezy. But no, it's not really like that. First off, you got to have a strong mentality because, it's not like a four-year school where you got all the good food, all the girls, and all the other stuff that people be worried about. And also, your time management got to be pretty well because our coaches, they basically schedule our day. So you just got to maintain everything and, of course, stay on top of your book. So JUCO life is pretty hard, but, we make the best of it. We make it look fun in there.
Yeah, I know, man. Me and my co-host, we did that JUCO life. Listen, we still laugh to this day because it was a guy in there who, for some reason, he could cook a cheeseburger so good. I'm talking about you be ready to go to the calf at the end of the day to go get that cheeseburger. And I'm going to just ask you, what y'all got good at y'all calf that just had you and the boys like, ooh-wee?
All right, so they got these, we got this fried chicken wings. So whenever they make fried chicken wings, you can either choose barbecue wings, or you can choose hot wings. And sometimes they got like some different flavor. But me, I always go with the barbecue wings. I eat the barbecue wings with the ranch. Little thing we do down at home in the DMV. So that's one thing I stay though. I always get the wings and the french fries.
Be ready. Now, man, the last time I ever talked to a player who was number one was Glenn Dorsey. I don't know if you know who he is, but he was a defensive tackle that played with LSU. So he was finna be the number one pick in the draft in 2008. So I used to ask him, because he out there working out. We was all at Tom Shaw working out. So when I used to see him, I know there was other draft picks out there, but he was the number one. Like, he knew he was finna be number one. So I used to ask him, man, like, how did that feel being number one? And he used to kind of downplay it. Oh, it's just, it's all right, man. You know, I just got to keep grinding. So I know if I would have been number one, like, it ain't nothing you could really tell me almost. Like, everybody in the country want me. Everybody talking about me. So that you have to stay grounded in them situations. So how do you feel being number one?
I mean, to be honest, for me, I feel great, but also I'm very humbled and grounded. Like, most people really want to know I'm number one because of the way how I act. Like, I have a fun personality, and I'm not a cocky person at all. And I don't really go around gloating around. I really don't go around gloating about, you know, my achievements and things like that. But to me, it feels great to be number one, especially knowing I wasn't playing football 2 years ago, thinking about what I'd be doing next. So it's really a great feeling.
Man, it's a blessing, boy. I'm talking about everybody. It's a blessing, man. I'm glad you're handling it the right way. Now, two, what you doing right now to stay in shape, to stay, since they, you know, we ain't had no spring ball. Now, at my junior college at Ellsworth, they gave us spring ball. Did they give y'all spring ball?
No, sir. We didn't have spring ball, but they did give us a workout. But when I came home, I got two trainers I'd be working with. They both, you know, do field work because this is my first year playing corner, actually. So I'm trying to pick up on some technique and sharpen the things I needed to work on. So I usually go to them two, and I do my at-home workout, and that just be that.
Okay. Now, when you get ready to take these visits and stuff in December, like, I don't want to know who you're picking or nothing like that, but what's going to be some factors that you need to see to make the school appeal to you the most? Like, bam, this where I'm at. This going to be home. What's some things you need to see?
All right, like I said, I need to first. Well, one thing I do need, of course, you know, on a visit, hopefully I do get to see some practice. I want to see how the DB coach work with his players because, like I said, it's my first year playing corner. So I want to work with somebody that can actually help me in my way of learning. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be that. I would like to see the atmosphere. You know, I can get accustomed to pretty much any group of people, but I still want to know, like, where am I going to be living at for real. And for that's just about it. Because it's my first time ever being recruited. So I just need to have a good DB coach. I need to know my surroundings.
Now, you right. Them two big important aspects to have. The other thing that's going to be important for you, I know you got to be thinking about it because you're going to leave JUCO with an AA degree. So what you actually want to make, they're going to be asking you, hey, well, what do you want to major in?
All right, so I know for a fact I'm going to major in communications because I like to talk. Like, I'm a people's person. I like communicating. So I'm going to do anything in that field as long as I get to talk to people or, you know, have a fire team.
Okay. I like that. So you already ready. All right. Yeah. Mike, go and jump off in here for him, man. You got number one in the building, baby.
Now, I got to hear this story. How you became – now you saying – I heard you say – hey, I just really started playing DB. Give us the background on that and let us know, you know, what was this transformation? And also, how you end up at Lackawanna?
I mean, I'll give you the whole story. The story will answer all the questions that you may have. So, my ninth and my tenth grade year, I played at Suitland High School, which is located in Suitland, Maryland. I played safety for them, and I was trying to be a return specialist as well, but that part didn't work out. I played safety and I played receiver. So going into my 11th grade year, my defensive coordinator for varsity, his name is Coach Hill. He was saying, you know, I think you will be a tall, lengthy corner by the time you leave here. So he tried to transition me from safety to corner. But unfortunately, I didn't have the grades to play my 11th grade year. So then my 12th grade year come up again, and I fall ineligible again. So at this point, I'm just thinking, like, what am I going to do next? I can't play football, and this is my senior year. But that summertime when we was doing 7-on-7, I met someone named Quan Vance. He was trying to transfer to our school, but unfortunately he didn't have the grades either. But how he found out about this school, but he ended up going to the Avalon school, which was it was a 2-hour metro ride for me to get there. So he had asked me to come out with him, and you know what? Of course I did that because, you know, I love football, so I wanted to play. So after we went out there, I played 5 games, and my mom was like, the school was too far, and I should transfer back to school. I should transfer back to Suitland and, you know, figure things out from there. So about time I came back, my offensive coordinator from Suitland High School, he had reached out to the coaches up at Lackawanna College, and they gave me an opportunity to walk on there. So, okay. So, of course, I did that. I reclassified, and where it ended up happening was at summertime, our schools had switched principals. So, the principal that was principal at Sackin reclassified, he took another job opportunity somewhere else. And then the administrator at our school became principal. But when I spoke to him before the school even started, he told me he was going to give me a half-day schedule. So, that was my understanding. So, I thought, all right, so when I reclass, I have a half-day schedule. That'd be cool. So after my first game was before the school year even started. So, you know, I got to play my first varsity game. And when I came back to school to come receive my half a day schedule, he had told me that he didn't want any returners at the school. And for real, he just basically kicked me out and left me to dry. So long story short, I graduated from alternative school. And about time it was time to leave for Lackawanna to play in the fall, I didn't have the money. So that's another season I had to miss out. So about time I got there in the spring, I just had to leave it all on the table. Like, I just gave it my all. And that's how I got to where I am today.
Man, that sounds amazing. And I mean, it's always interesting to hear the story and the transformation of coming to a school and, you know, end up in the position you are in today. And, you know, you just got to thank God for that, because in a lot of ways, we don't really know the direction we going to go. You know, he just going to kind of guide it. And a lot of time he put it right in front of us. We just got to take the opportunity. But, man, what I noticed when I watched some film on y'all, I saw that y'all was ranked number 2 when y'all was playing Georgia Southern. Now,
you probably talking about Georgia Military.
I mean, no, I don't know why I keep calling them Georgia Southern. Georgia Military, yeah. I said that earlier. Now, we always hear about the Kansas schools and some of the schools in Mississippi, you know, like East Mississippi, you know. But I never really heard of Lackawanna being a top JUCO team. So, you know, give us a little insight on how that came about with y'all being number 2 and what you look forward to y'all record being this year, you know, what's possibility of y'all winning the championship.
All right, so when I first came to Lackawanna, they already had an undefeated season. And I did my research on them when my offensive coordinator first reached out to Coach Duda. First thing I was seeing was the type of players that he put into Division I programs. And you'll be surprised how many players that Coach Duda put into D1 programs. Like, the list goes on and on and on. And he also got some players that's in the league active today. So that's the first thing I looked at. So by the time I got here, I was like, me personally, I was thinking, I got to meet the expectations. Like, this is my first time playing for a winning program, and I want to win. So that's the mentality I kept. So by the time I got there, everything was pretty cool. I got accustomed to everybody. I got accustomed to the defense. And it was crazy because when I first got there, I was buried on the bottom of the depth chart in the springtime. So I had to work a little way to actually, you know, see the field. But once the season started, I had a feeling that we was going to have a good season because the defense, we all played in sync, and we all had a good relationship and bond together. And it's the same thing with the Redshirts that didn't even get to play this year. So I feel as though that we're going to go pretty far this year based off how we can play together and based off the talent as well. And we also got some players that y'all don't even know that's going to show up this season too. So I feel like we can really win the championship this year. We'll have another undefeated season. Well, now we're going to go undefeated. We ain't finished undefeated last year.
I noticed one player, man, and he was kind of popping out the film moment, number 31, the running back. Did he leave this past year or he coming back?
No, he left this year. He's going to Hampton, I believe.
Yeah, that's a dog there, man. He was running that ball. I'm talking about anything in the way. He ain't really trying to run, like, shake him. He running straight at him.
Yeah, he's going to go through you. He's from this area as well, too. He's from Maryland. His name Calvin Bell.
Okay. So y'all got some top-notch bowlers up there.
Yes, sir.
Man, hey, I just want to say congratulations to you. And, you know, we wish nothing but the best for you. And we see great things in your future, man. So, you know, give us some people in your life who done played some important roles to help you to become the person that you are today.
All right, first and foremost, I would like to say my grandmother, her name is Natalie Prezel. I would like to say my mother. I would like to say my brothers, Roland, Davier, Charles, Dante, my little sister, Deanna. Now, I would also like to say all my aunts. I got a lot of aunts. I ain't going to name them all. But, yeah, my aunts and my other friends, too. Cayman Brown, Antoine Arrington, Robert McMillan, Antoine Squire. Like, during the time that I wasn't playing football, I ain't going to lie to you, I was going to quit. But they used to call me every day, check up in on me, and make sure I was straight. Even in times, they even got me up out of the house. Like, they'll pop up and say, come on, brother, we got to get you up out of the house today. Like, they just kept my head on my shoulders, even when I ain't have it.
Man, see how that worked? You know, when you got a supportive team around you and a supportive group of people around you, man, it's just a blessing for all, not just in dealing with football, but just in life, period, man. So, you know, I want to give a thanks to them and a shout out to them for, you know, helping you to become the person that you are. And, man, I'm telling you, you got some big things coming up, you know, for the season. Hopefully they get the season to play a few games maybe. But, you know, you still got an opportunity to continue your career after that, man. So I'm going to go ahead and open the floor up to you to, you know, speak to the fans or even coaches, you know, at your current school or teammates or whatever you want to say, man. I'm going to just open up the floor to you. The floor is yours.
All right. One thing I would like to say to the people out here listening to this is that, you know, you never really understand the importance of grades until you actually end up needing them. And first thing you need to do is walk before you can run. Handle your schoolwork before you end up trying to play any type of sport, because no matter how good you are, a school will not look your way if you don't have the grades. And also, another thing I would like to say is when things get tough, don't give up, because there's always light at the end of the tunnel. I know people always say this, but it's really true. Like, everything happens for a reason. Just put your trust in God or whatever God you believe in, and things will really work out.
There it is, man. Y'all heard it from the man himself, the John Warren, man. I'm telling y'all, this is a top-notch baller. And y'all heard what he said now. It's, hey, go ahead and get your schoolwork for all my young players out there and the boys who even at JUCO and who at the big-time school. Because it's a struggle, I'm telling y'all, man. That JUCO life, it's okay. It's going to make you a man, but try to prevent it if you don't have to go, man, because me and Seymour have to go through it, and Nugget going through it right now. And I'm telling y'all, man, what y'all see on – now, he said last chance, you know, they kind of fake the phone on it, but y'all see them boys on there arguing, they don't want to be there, they tripping. Man, that JUCO ball, man, you have people that like, oh, man, I'm going to go back home. Everybody say the same thing. Man, I'm going to go back home. And my question always was, and I was young then, like, go back home and do what? Sit around the track in or sit with the homeboy? But, you know, there were some great words that he spoke just then. And I just want to say shout out to him and his family. And, hey, we wish nothing but the best for Lackawanna and their football program. And y'all be on the lookout for him, because he's going to have a big decision coming up this December. And I'm telling y'all, he going to be a blessing to any one of these programs. And so I'm going to leave y'all like I always leave y'all. Keep your head up and not down, or else you will fall to the ground. This is the Life in Football Podcast. Catch you next time.